Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10. It is the 18th of December now, which means it is 7 sleeps to go and 0 regrets. That's the way to look at things. It's very windy in Dublin this morning. The air is a little bit soupy for the time of year. It's kind of yak weather that gives you a bit of the ick. So talk to us in the usual fashion, please. The WhatsApp is 087 032 32 32. On the text is 51551. And you can also email oliver@rte.ie. Were there too many 32s there? I never know. I'm saying this too often now at this stage. Now, this morning we have a lovely show for you today. Our Gen Z correspondent returns to us. That's Jane Cowan, with her most personal dispatch yet, because this is one for the modern families out there. If you're somebody whose parents are no longer together, you probably spend next week divvying up your time between two homes, attempting to keep everybody happy, somehow navigating more than one Christmas dinner, and sometimes going to houses on the same day. Present giving must be fairly helter-skelter as well. Packing for the season is a wild ride. We may have suggestions, courtesy of Jane, on how to get through it all, or why not send some of this ideas to us as well. I mean, do the children of divorce enjoy a four-course feast twice on the same day? Never. And with parents no longer a single unit, do you get double the love, but more importantly, double the presents? Sure, WhatsApp us and be damned. 087 032 32 32. That is the number of 32s. Three of them, I've just figured out now for the first time. So we're going to be doing that. We're also going to be speaking to Michelle O'Neill, who's a groundbreaking former FIFA international assistant referee. One of our great sporting stories. Amazing story. Amazing work ethic. So we're going to find out as she comes into the youthful retirement that you have to do when you are at referee level. Michelle O'Neill Official, by the way, is her Instagram if you want to look her up in the meantime. And I also want to tell you about something we'll be doing next week. We're still on the air up to next Monday. A huge show on Monday. It's a big airborne show stored securely in the locker above your head. It's a huge airport show. Who wrote this? Well, we'll be broadcasting live from the arrivals lounge of Dublin Airport's Terminal 2. That's the fancy one. And that's happening Monday morning. We're here between 9 and 10. We're going to have music crack. We'll be watching families get reunited, cheering on first-time visitors, trying not to get stressed out because the airport can be stressed, but it's the least stressful day in the airport, I believe, despite the fact that between 80 and 90,000 people will get through Dublin Airport on December 23rd next. So if you have somebody travelling through Dublin Airport in Dublin on Monday morning, let us know and sure, we'd be there to meet them. And if you're travelling yourself, sure, why not get in touch from far away or not so far away, and we'll keep an eye out on you, and hopefully everything runs smoothly on the departure, on the arrivals board even. So email oliver@rte.ie for those ones, please. And I suppose you'd want to be landing around the 8 o'clock mark to be coming through the arrivals between 9 and 10. But you never know. People are hanging around to meet relatives who are travelling from far up the country. It probably takes longer to get from different parts of the country to Dublin Airport at this stage. But we'll have loads of crack next Monday the 23rd in the arrivals lounge of Terminal 2. And I'm going to be joined by our show's little helpers, Norma Sheehan, Cork actor you know well, James Patrice, the pride of Malahide, and music from the Swing Cats. Norma and James will be helping us get in touch. We'll be haranguing passengers to come over and chat to us and maybe delivering some of your messages, because it'll be just a total hour of the crack next Monday. So the email oliver@rte.ie to get in touch with that. Some TV news this morning, breaking news, highly anticipated. Everyone's wondering who is going to be the presenter of the Irish version of The Traitors. And it has been revealed just as we're coming on air. Siobhan McSweeney, good choice, the host of The Traitors Ireland, which is coming to RTE One Television in 2025. The star of Derry Girls, and she has lots of TV projects herself. She's currently the host of The Great Pottery Throwdown on Channel 4, because they had the Bake Off, then there's a sewing version. She does the pottery version of reality telly on Channel 4. So Siobhan from Cork will be an amazing, I mean, you can imagine her, because she'll be very funny as well, but she'll also be able to snarl around the table and prowl about looking at people, asking them, are you faithful? Are you a traitor? And maybe even doing so as Sister Michael from Derry Girls.
Before I dismiss you for the weekend, a few announcements. On Monday morning, several of our year 13s will face their GCSE maths reset. Now, I know how daunting reset examinations can be, so if anyone is feeling anxious or worried, or even if you just want to chat, please, please do not come crying to me.
That's the message from Sister Mike. She does very good withering, it must be said. So the traitors, the BBC version that people here will know, is shot in Scotland and hosted by Claudia Winkleman. Alan Cumming presents the American version, but it actually started in the Netherlands, which I didn't know until this morning. And The Traitors Ireland will be shot on location in Ireland, featuring contestants from all around the country. There was a casting call already for applications. Where exactly, we don't know. There's a beautiful castle in the Scottish version. We're not short of castles here. But they didn't actually stay in the castle, the contestants. They stayed in the airport hotel at the Inverness Airport. So I presume something similar will happen here as well. What is it for the uninitiated? The nail-biting psychological reality competition sees 22 strangers arrive at a remote castle to play the ultimate game of deception, betrayal and trust, all in the hope of winning €50,000. That's not too shabby. But hidden among them are traitors who will attempt to secretly murder a player every night without getting caught. And it's up to the others, they're the faithfuls, to try and detect who the traitors are, banish them from the game before they become their next victim. Fake murder. It's a board game on telly, basically. Kite Entertainment are making this here. They know what they're doing. It's going to be good, with Siobhan McSweeney on board as well. And incidentally, the BBC version with Claudia Winkleman, Series 3, begins on New Year's Day. And the Irish one, I presume, is going to be the autumn of next year. That's for sure. More telly news. The Cabin Crew have a brand new song for Christmas, and they've announced a Christmas special, which is happening on RT1 this Christmas Eve. Now, you remember the huge year the Cabin Crew kids have had. They're 15 youngsters, aged between 9 and 12. They're from the Cabin Studios, which is based in Cork, and was brought together by the Cabin Studios creative director and founder, Gary McCarthy. The Spark, went viral with over 2 billion plays across social media now at this stage. They have a new Christmas song. It's called Christmas Cypher. There's great crack into it. It's brand new. Here's a little slice of it. First time of hearing. Christmas dinner, got that turkey and ham. Yeah, I'll be eating roasties. Even put them into my toasties. Brussels sprouts, get them out of my mouth. They're as lanky as Gandalf's trousers. Pour that gravy all over the puppies. We call them potatoes up in Montanotti. Up the cabin, and with apologies to Montanotti there. Well, you got a name check, didn't you? And Knocka, which is their short for Knocknaheeny, which is where they're based, also gets a name check as well. Ardmore Heights, for the Cork City listeners, also gets its moment as well, because Santa's seen getting a taxi in Ardmore Heights. And there's no expectations in the song of a white Christmas, because it's the North Side, not the North Pole, like. And their Christmas special, by the way, made for RT Kids, is on RT One Television Christmas Eve at 5:15 in the evening. Good times. Now, to something good times, something not so good. Microdosing is the latest fancy A-list trend. Microdosing on what, though? It is microdosing on Ozempic, the weight loss drug. Well, originally it was anti-inflammation, good for heart patients, and then it's become an anti-obesity, a kind of a treatment for obesity. But anyway, it's also become an A-list trend, and the London Times fashion editor, Harriet Walker, has been talking to private doctors prescribing bespoke weight loss drugs to the rich, asking, is this our dystopian future? So she goes into the cultural phenomenon of Ozempic, which was intended to treat diabetes, now the big player in the weight loss world. And this injectable medication has become a status symbol, particularly among the rich, transforming weight loss into a high fashion trend. So there are various Instagram reveals happening, like fridge packs sneaking into shots. People are proud of this. Bikini selfies showing the tiny bruises from injecting this. These are people who are not at all obese or anything. And whispered gossip at Fashion Week about who's on the pen. Ozempic is basically everywhere. What is our world becoming, I ask you? But that's the question. Is she on the pen? Is he on the pen? So it kind of goes into this cultural, personal shifts around Ozempic. It's a life-changing tool for many, reduces binge eating, obsession with food, all of those very serious stuff. But also, it's just, there are other issues, ethical questions. Height-fudging glamazons claiming on prescription forms to be 7 inches shorter in order to qualify for the drug, because if you say you're shorter, then your weight your BMI looks different. By the way, this is all a good drug for mental health and addiction. For some people, not everyone, this is people just using it as a cosmetic treatment. The newfound ability to suppress hunger has also led to extremes like gay Ozempic parties happening before Pride to get in shape, their version of it, or the absurdity of Fashion Week dinners where not eating is the ultimate status symbol. This is very depressing. It's a dystopian future. And there are even restaurants in affluent areas reshaping menus to cater for appetite suppression. That is a sentence to make you less look forward to the future. Some doctors she speaks to in the article express concern over the growing off-label use, and, you know, a bit like Botox being used left, right and centre. Others shrug at its inevitability, reflecting how quickly cultural norms adapt to what are trends now. So it was once this way with Botox. Now there are more people who are Botox than not. I mean, that's not true. Maybe in the world of a fashion writer, there are. Without a doubt, the same thing will happen to weight loss eventually. It is a scary reflection, though, on a drug that is changing more than just people's waistlines. It's reshaping people's relationships with food, bodies, social dynamics, sparking envy, judgment, awe, because social media is added into the mix as well. And it, above all, it kind of is known to suck all the joy out of your life. So if you don't have an obesity issue, you're kind of, it does a thing. It basically, it's appetite suppression, so you don't feel like indulging in anything ever. So it's desperately sad sort of thing. Some people who are actually using diet and exercise to lose weight the healthy way now find themselves being accused of being on the pen, which is the phrase you'll take from here. Novo Nordisk is the Danish company that makes Ozempic. They're also here in Ireland, and they bought a manufacturing plant in Athlone last year to make Ozempic in Ireland, such as the worldwide demand. But they have been accused of gouging people because in America they charge far more than they do in Germany, for instance. So we'll have the full pharmaceutical suite now in Ireland soon. We'll have been Botox for the whole world, been made in Westport already. We have Viagra in Ringaskiddy and Ozempic in Athlone. So we'll have everything covered. We'll be thin, wrinkle-free and highly amorous, basically. We need something to cheer ourselves up, for sure. And when it comes to Christmas choice of songs, it pays to have zero class and sophistication, so we make no apologies for this one. Good morning.